Hello everyone, I'm Mark, the chief writer here at Meltopia, and I just wanted to remind you the Sleep-Wake Cycle is but one of a series of interconnected horror podcasts within the wide and weird world of Meltopia. For Easter eggs, crossover events, and additional lore, please check out our other series, The Shepherd of Wolves, Red Mother, Grimland, and The Damnation Machine. And be sure to check out our free content on our Patreon page for additional lore and stories. For even more Meltopia content, consider becoming a patron. Starting for as little as $2 a month, benefits range from additional art, update videos, early episode access, our mini-podcast series, October's Children, both written and full audio pieces, such as The Lost Library, Tales of Meltopia, and The Weird Book. You can also gain access to our found footage show, the Weird Tape series, and even our Patreon-exclusive, fully produced audio series, Devil's Clay. So, with all that said, I will leave you to the darkness.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Introducing Dad Magic, an anthology horror podcast that tells stories of family, time, and the unknown. The first season follows Kurt LeMire as he explores the house he inherited from his recently deceased father, a man he never knew, in an attempt to learn something more about his roots. Follow Kurt as he investigates his father's strange home and uncovers truths about his family that he may never be able to reconcile. Following the tradition set out by horror pioneers, Dad Magic's desire is to tell stories about confronting the ineffable. It is recommended listening for fans of Harlan Ellison, early Stephen King, and folklore horror. It comes with a content warning for violence, mature themes, and explicit language. You can find it at dadmagic.com or wherever you get your podcasts. That's dadmagic.com. DADMAGICK. I wasn't always sure if I liked Mary. She could read me just as well, if not better than Romy. She nabbed my little secret without so much as breaking a sweat. Ah, Christ. I totally forgot about all the crazy shit that went down the last time I was in town. So much has changed since then. So much I still regret.
I thought we were going to set up at that house of yours. What are we doing here?
We're here because I miss how Halloween Square looks at night. And I have no desire to be trapped in an empty house while you berate me with questions about my personal life.
It's too bad Rosemary's preoccupied with all things past and pretty. She'd enjoy this far more than me. But honestly, my dear stone-hearted brother, I'm really not all that interested in your past dalliances. I just like to annoy you as much as you annoy me. You can be as stone-headed as hearted sometimes. It's nice to know you have buttons to push.
Thanks.
Still, I can't help but wonder what your type is. Or better yet, what female human would find your brooding solemnity attractive?
All you need to know is that it was a long time ago, and she's long gone. That's all the news that's fit to print, or at least all the news you're getting from me.
Aw, you can't spare your sister so much as a name.
No. Now will you drop it for Pete's sake?
I suppose, but only for Pete's sake.
Thanks.
You know, you're right about this place, Halloween Square. It is quite nice.
Perpetual Halloween. I'm not sure it gets any better than that.
You do realize that all this orange and jack-o'-lantering is really just the Americanized version of the holiday. It's nowhere near the original intent.
I don't know. If given the middle finger to the mundane and boring to create a better world was the goal, I'd say they absolutely nailed it.
That's certainly saying something. especially from you, the newly appointed avatar of mundanity.
When did you say Romy was going to be done healing up?
Very well. Consider those delicate feelers of yours spared for at least the rest of the night.
You're a regular saint.
Saint Mary. While it's certainly warranted, I think it's taken.
I tried to ignore my smart-mouthed sister and just take in the sights. Because I really didn't want to miss the square, especially at night when it was all lit up. The place was a little world unto itself, designed to look like something straight out of an old horror flick. Cobblestone streets, buildings that looked more like haunted mansions than shops, and decorations that could spook the bravest of souls. Every shop and eatery oozed gothic sensibilities, all seeming to harbor secrets behind their cracked and bubbled antique windows. At the center of the square was this huge pumpkin, all carved up and standing guard. At night, the candles inside it flickered and danced, casting frenetic shadows everywhere. The air was always crisp, tinged with the scent of spiced cider and fresh-baked pies. And the trees, permanently decked out in autumn golds and reds, rustled as if whispering secrets. There was an authenticity to the crowds that gathered, with all the autumners, really. Autumn City was a great example of how masks brought out people's true selves. Like its residents, the true essence of the city often and maybe only appeared when it was least visible.
What's that over there by the big scarecrow?
I can't say. Looks new. What do you say we check it out? Over by the south end of the plaza was a large black stage, a ring of shuffling onlookers surrounding it. The thing had these black curtains on either side, and behind them was this cheap empty space, all except for the spotlight lying flat and dim upon the floor. Say, buddy, what's going on up there?
A traveling play. It's called The Great Turning Worm. Apparently there's a movie version overseas. This is supposed to be a more poetic distillation of its central message. The troupe is called the Family of Romans. They're traveling aesthetes and playwrights and poets.
Well, hey, I can always use a play to break up the monotony.
I'm not in the mood to sit here and...
Stay frosty. God only knows what's going on.
Over there. Looks like a fire in the woods.
Come on, move with the crowd. We don't want to stand out. We can work our way over there once we're out of the square. Minutes later, having navigated through the panicked crowd, we could see fire crews working hard to extinguish the blaze set back a ways into the woods surrounding Halloween Square. Who'd planted the bomb was a given, at least as far as the locals were concerned.
They can try to burn down the September woods all they want. The orange goddess abides.
Okay, folks, keep back. We're getting the fire under control. It'll take more than cheap bombs to burn us out.
Looks like the friggin' Noxites are bringing the fight to Autumn City proper. I hope the old bloods kick in their goddamn teeth for it.
You sound like a local.
Just an admirer of decent places.
I'm sure the local militia is taking volunteers, if you feel that passionate about it.
If we weren't already doing our bid for king and country, who knows? Autumn City remained strong despite the firebombing. People still walked the streets, though in thinner numbers. And while the mood was a bit more somber, the costumes, dramatic lighting, and crumbling facades had me back in the proper mood in no time.
How much have you got stashed in that currency card?
The night hand paid pretty well, so I'm sure it won't come up short. Had to go out of my way to spend what they paid me.
If we ever pass through Silverton, I'll have to show you my car collection. Provided the Esoterium hasn't founded and impounded them all.
I'm sure I'd find it utterly thrilling. And maybe after that, you can show me your collection of plastic tumblers.
You're always complaining about living in dreams, but you don't really seem to appreciate anything about the real world.
Not true. I enjoy eating out and hunting down our enemies.
I stand corrected.
The lights are all off in the Vellum Garden. Think she forgot we were coming?
Keeping the lights off just means she can see into the street, but we can't see her. She's in there.
I love your little hunter tips.
I always thought that was just common sense.
Lived her whole life in dreams, remember?
Make up your mind, will you? First you tell me you know what Romy knows, and then you say you don't know about basic lighting conditions.
Simmer down. I'm just having a bit of fun with you. But I will say that while I do know what Romy knows, for the most part, the waking world isn't without its learning curves.
Duly noted, said the guy who's never slept a wink in his life, let alone dreamt.
Is there a secret Autumn City knock I should use, or will shaving a haircut do? Okay. No reason for the dirty look.
Punctual. I like that. Please, come in.
The second Daria closed the door, we were greeted by five goons in costumes. If I didn't miss my guess, they were supposed to be the Winky guards from The Wizard of Oz, all 7 feet tall if they were an inch.
My friends here are for security reasons. The collection I possess holds significant value and has been subject to numerous attempted thefts. And just for the sake of transparency, my friends are very good at what they do.
I'm sure they are, and I'm equally sure we won't give them any reason to prove it.
Excellent, then. Now, before we proceed any further, may I see your ticket for the showing?
Yeah. Here you are. I'm sure you'll find everything's in order. Whoa, that's gotta be one heck of a collection you've got.
I believe you said you were looking for books of a singular nature. Well, my collection is quite singular. Now, if you would just follow me, I'll get you all set up in the reading room.
There was definitely something up with the path we took through the blacked-out bookstore. I'd been in the place enough to know its nooks and crannies, and we were walking through and into places I had no recollection of. Even the dimensions of some of the rooms seemed off. I was curious what effect my Palefield would have on things, but I was pretty sure that wouldn't go over very well. Once we were in the final stretch, there were only the lights of a few candles to guide us, assuring that whatever way we were going couldn't be recalled. At the end of the darkness sat a dimly lit room, which seemed to float in nothingness. Stepping into the private collection, the walls themselves were made of thick, frosted panes of glass. The flickering light diffused through the transparent panels, casting an otherworldly glow, illuminating dark wooden shelves and reading tables laden with ancient leather-bound tomes and parchment scrolls. The scent of musty paper and old wax filled the air. The space was silent, save for the muted buzzing of the small electric lights embedded in the shelving. The focal point of the room was a towering ebony bookshelf adorned with vibrant accent lights, all illuminating a row of books on the top shelf, their visibility distorted by crystal enclosures.
Here we are, the McGillis Collection. The books in the quartz cases are off-limits, but their transcribed and translated replicas are not, which you will find in the unlocked glass drawers directly below them. The rest of the books are free for you to consult. If I recall, you mentioned you were researching something of a cryptid, correct?
Yes. Crucis, the beast fashioned from the devil.
This book is called Damned Kind, a catalogue of those who would come up. If your cryptid exists, there's a good chance you'll find it in here.
I believe I've heard of that book. The authors were an artist of anatomy, an exorcist, and a cryptonaturalist, respectively. It was commissioned by the Secret Order of Mephitica to educate, enumerate, and illustrate the threats to good Christian folk.
You know your books. Regrettably, the Mephiticans were eventually excommunicated for heresy, and the order was forced into hiding. Updated versions, however, continued to find their way into certain literary circles. This is such an edition, replete with nearly 1,000 new entries.
What about the books in the quartz cases? That one in the corner seems like it would have taken at least 3 people to lift it up there.
That's book 5 of the Cleanthu series, a collection reputed to have come from an entirely different world, written by an artist of outer mysteries.
I gotta ask, if it's from another world, how do you manage to get it translated?
There are a few who know how to accomplish such things, and I have a talent for finding them.
And the 2 other books?
The one to the left of book 5 is called The Tablet of Mezenoi. Are you familiar with the Baumgart expedition?
I am not.
A wealthy industrialist by the name of Ronald Baumgart put together a team of specialists to explore the southern reaches of Grimland. Without any justification, the expedition went only as far as a small island off the southern tip of the continent. Nevertheless, their exploration did turn up some interesting artifacts, the Tablet of Mezenoi being one of them. Upon each plaque is inscribed a series of musical compositions. If properly orchestrated, the resulting music is said to summon forth Mezenoi, a being of living song. And lastly, the book Center Right is an educational text from the legendary Star School, where children believed to have been abducted by outer beings were taught supernatural secrets concerning the outermost spheres. Or so the story goes.
That's gotta be an interesting read.
I'm certain it would be, if only the code could be broken. Although it was translated into multiple languages, any potential secrets the book holds seem to be hidden within the story it tells. A simple tale of a child who tries to build a bridge to the moon.
Well, I'm sure we're not going to resolve any cosmic mysteries tonight, but I'm certainly eager to peruse your collection. How long do we have?
Till first light, or whenever you choose to ring the silver bell over there on the table. Just give it a shake and one of my people will unlock the door and lead you out.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
My pleasure.
I think I might have found something here. There's a piece listed within the section called Beasts from Hell.
Don't keep me in suspense. Dish.
I'm assuming you're familiar with the story of the Beast of Gévaudan?
Sure, some poor community in France was supposedly getting attacked by some giant wolf. If I remember correctly, in the end, the king put a bounty on the wolf. Some hunter shot and killed it with a silver bullet. And I think the body was stuffed and put on display for the king, or something like that.
That's the one. But this article tells it a bit differently. It says... In the dense forests of Gévaudan, France, a woman plagued by demons was tragically bound to an ancient tree deep within the woods. Villagers, desperate and fearful of her condition, had put her there, hoping to contain the evil. However, under the shadowy boughs, a pack of wolves stumbled upon her, and driven by hunger, devoured her. Unbeknownst to the villagers, the demonic spirit that possessed the woman was not extinguished. Instead, it moved into the wolves, imbuing them with a malevolent force far beyond the natural world. These possessed wolves, now vessels of the demon's wrath, began a reign of terror across Gévaudan, attacking with a savagery both unnatural and relentless. The news of these horrific attacks spread fear throughout the province. Victims were often found mauled with such ferocity that few could bear to look upon them. The local populace was gripped by panic, and many attempts were made to hunt down the ferocious beasts. Hunters, soldiers, and even mercenaries tried their luck, but their conventional weapons and strategies were futile against the demon-infused wolves. The terror persisted until a lone hunter, versed in the old ways and the mysteries of the occult, came forward. He forged a bullet, not from silver as legends often dictate, but from pure gold, a metal believed to possess divine attributes capable of warding off evil spirits. Armed with this golden bullet and his trusty rifle, he ventured into the heart of the forest where the first attack occurred. As dusk fell, the hunter encountered the leader of the pack, its eyes glowing with a sinister, unnatural light. The confrontation was intense. The beast's ferocious snarls and guttural growls were mixed with keening, human-like wails that echoed through the forest for miles. With a steady hand and a silent prayer, the hunter fired his golden bullet. The shot found its mark, and the beast, wounded and screaming, fled deeper into the dark woods, never to be seen again.
I can see the demonic angle, but, there's gotta be a million stories about devil wolves. Plus, there's no mention of the name or that it was created by God.
I wasn't quite done. It also mentions that the villagers took the wolf attacks for a curse from God. You know, for binding the woman in the woods and leaving her to die. In fact, one of the entries about the incident refers to the wolves as curses sculpted from the very hands of God. And most importantly, it appears that a cleric in the village even tried to perform some kind of a backwater exorcism on the woman. While it ultimately failed, he did manage to get the demon to give up its name. Can your hunter's intuition deduce what it was?
Crucis.
Bingo.
The Sleep-Wake Cycle is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Mark Anzalone and performed by Kelly Bear, Aubrey Akers, and Mark Anzalone. And sound production and editing was performed by Stephen Anzalone. The episode was edited by Walker Kornfeld. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Maltopia. If you want unique art and animations of Maltopia's stories, visit our YouTube page or click on the link in the show notes. And for more exclusive content such as additional lore, stories, and art, be sure to check out our Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.